NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by True, with or without menthol, True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True? Here is Carl Stern.
The government radio of Saudi Arabia has urged Arabs to stop relying on the Soviet Union and prepare for a second round of fighting with Israel. The broadcast said Russia is an enemy disguised as a friend who has stabbed Arabs in the back. A second round of fighting did start this morning between Egyptians and Israelis at the northern tip of the Suez Canal, the heaviest exchange since last month's ceasefire. Israel accused Egyptian troops of pushing out and firing artillery from the lone city still held by Egypt on the eastern bank of the canal and claimed to have downed one Soviet-built MiG. Egypt said the fighting began with an Israeli air attack. Two Israelis were killed, 20 wounded in the 2.5-hour battle. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to convene in 1 hour to hear charges as to who started the fighting. Comprehensive coverage on NBC. Former Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion today blamed the Soviet Union for continued Middle East conflict. He said President Nasser of Egypt would make peace with Israel if Soviet pressure not to do so was removed. France and the Soviet Union have agreed to work together for world peace. Their formula, Israeli withdrawal from Arab territory and American withdrawal from Vietnam. More news after this from True Cigarettes.
It shows in the music you like, in the way you think. You're a part of right now, and everything about you says it. Even your cigarette. You smoke True. True filter cigarettes. Everything about True says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content. Average yield, no more than 14 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. The easy draw. The right now taste. Everything about True says today, this minute, right now. Another thing, the true choice, with menthol, without menthol, True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, Carl Stern.
Saudi Arabia, which today assailed the Soviet Union, yesterday urged renewed oil shipments to Britain, dismissing as nonsense charges by fellow Arabs that England aided Israel. That cracked the facade of Arab unity, as reported now by NBC News correspondent Edward Scott in Beirut.
Important sections of the Arab world are looking with grave suspicion on the reported intention of Saudi Arabia to resume oil shipments to the United States and Great Britain. According to the semi-official Cairo daily, Al Aram, which frequently speaks for President Nasser, Friday's announcement was a preliminary to King Faisal's order to resume full oil shipments to Israel's allies. Then El Aram quoted the Algerian radio saying that this would be a betrayal, the knifing of the Arab countries in the back. Egypt, which has closed the Suez Canal, is leading the offensive by Arab countries demanding a total oil ban against the U.S., Britain, and West Germany for their aid to Israel. Edward Scott, NBC News in Beirut.
More in a moment.
You probably don't think you have such a high-sounding thing as an estate. Yet an estate is something almost everyone has, because he has life insurance. Aetna Life and Casualty Man can show you how to get the most out of your life insurance estate without adding a penny of additional money from your own pocket. At no cost to you, he'll show you how you may get as much as 10 to 40% more actual effectiveness out of your present life insurance. Call Aetna Life and Casualty Man today. Ask him about an estate control plan.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has refused to comment on reports it is acting as a clearinghouse for gamblers operating in the Grand Bahamas. Casino owners complain the island government is restricting casino employment of Americans only to those given a clean bill by the FBI. A Roman Catholic priest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, has been released on bond after he was charged with operating an illegal bingo game in his church parish. Although bingo for profit is unlawful in Pennsylvania, authorities have permitted church and social club bingo where the top prize is worth less than $20. Monsignor Thomas Doyle was charged with offering prizes up to $255. Warrant officer and Mrs. Franklin Beggs of Alabama will honeymoon in Hawaii starting Monday, and minus their two children. Beggs divorced his wife, then remarried to qualify for Army helicopter school and for service in Vietnam. Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Aetna Life and Casualty brings you NBC Monitor News. Bill Mazur here, your NBC Monitor host for this segment of The Sounds of Summer 1967. A rundown of what's been happening in sports later on this half hour, and 4 minutes away, Carol Lawrence brings us up to date on her lively career. Setting the cadence for things to come, the Johnny Man Singers with Up, Up, and Away.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Keenan Wynn. Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people, I'd like to make a more important point. Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns. But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips. Use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
Combination
of Azusa.
Across the land, the summer circuit is in full swing. A generation ago, actors, even big-name actors, had to take the summers off if they weren't lucky enough to be in a hit Broadway show with enough momentum to ride through to Labor Day. One of the big attractions this Straw Hat season is Funny Girls, starring Carol Lawrence, Mrs. Robert Goulet, and the mother of the two little Goulets. Between shows, she talked with Monitor reporter Alan Jay.
Carol Lawrence, I wanted to ask the question that I know our lady listeners to Monitor would want to ask. How's it, what's it like to be married to a fellow like Robert Goulet?
It's heaven, for number one. But, well, he was here for the opening. He was here 3 days before. And he was, unfortunately, seated in the first row. So that it made me a little more nervous. But I did go out at one point in a number that I do go out into the audience. And I shook his hand and... it got a big, you know, round of applause. So that we have two careers, and we have two beautiful children, two little boys, and we have worked together. Last season we were here in concert together, but you can't go out, you know, every year doing the same thing. So this year I am booked in the same circuit that he is playing, so that we will be 100 miles apart during the 5 days of, you know, working. But on weekends when we're off, we will be together. And the children will be with us. So it is, I guess, trooping in the old sense of the word, you know, the way Vaudevillians did.
How old are the children?
The baby is 14 months old, and Christopher is 2.5 years old.
Any problems traveling with such youngsters?
Well, you know, it's trooping. I have to rent, you know, the cribs and a playpen and carry all the paraphernalia. But they're great travelers, and they become... acclimatized almost immediately. They're tremendous. Children are tremendously adjustable. I think that we pamper them a lot more than they have to be. They are very bright, and of course I'm sounding like a bragging mother, I guess, but I love them very much.
What about the so-called clashes of temperament when two show people are married?
Well, I must say that it doesn't exist. We have no kind of competitive feeling toward each other. It stands to reason that a woman does not really compete with a man in the theater. We have worked together. We work together extremely well. And actually being in the business allows us to have a lot more understanding of the stress and strain that goes into an opening night. Certainly, he would understand it more than a dentist or a doctor or, you know, whoever else I would be married to.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Carol Lawrence, and this is Alan Jay in Philadelphia for Monitor.
You know, it'll be kind of nice for the kids growing up in a household where both parents are such accomplished singers. Musical togetherness. When I start to sing, my family leaves. We'll return after this reminder. You're traveling on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, who swiped my last can of beer? There's none in the refrigerator.
You caught me, Harry. I hid it behind the chicken.
Smart girl, Agnes. You know a good beer when you hide it. You know we improved Ballantine. Made it so good, it's now a premium beer. And if you want to keep a can of today's improved Ballantine on ice, you better hide it.
Ballantine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Hey, I found another Ballantine, Agnes.
Darn it, move the roast beef.
Hey, friends, do it again. Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Ballantine premium beer. Try it.
Those are the facts, folks, about today's Ballantine. And if you're not enjoying it, you're missing plenty. So next time you go shopping, make sure you pick up some 6 packs of Ballantine beer. Ballantine premium beer.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Bill Mazur in Monitor 67. I realize that not every Monitor listener has been in a subway, but for those of you who travel this way, here's advice from Petula Clark. Don't sleep in a subway.
You wander around on your own little cloud when you don't see the white or the wherefore. Walk out on me when we both disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for. I've heard it all a million times before. Take off your clothes, my love, and close the door. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring
You've waited till just the right time. Your Olds dealer's annual year-end sale. You get the extra value built into every new Olds at an extra low sales price. This holds good for every rocket in stock. Elegant 98s, front-wheel drive Toronados, value-packed Delmont 88s, luxurious Cutlass Supremes. See the Yes Man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now during his year-end sale. Save yourself a bundle on a 67 rocket.
And now, Monitor Sports. Mrs. Billie Jean King, the bouncy 23-year-old housewife from Long Beach, California, successfully concluded her one-woman campaign to keep the Stars and Stripes flying high above the center court at Wimbledon today. She won a rare triple, the first to do so since 1951, when another United States woman, Doris Hart, turned the trick. First, Mrs. King won her second straight singles championship. Took only 60 minutes. She beat Britain's 28-year-old southpaw, Mrs. Ann Hayden-Jones, 6-3, 6-4. By the way, that win made her the first women's repeat singles winner since Brazil's Maria Bueno in 1959 and 60, and gave the United States its 16th championship in 22 post-war Wimbledon tournaments. Then Mrs. King teamed with Rosemary Casals of San Francisco and captured the women's doubles, 9-11, 6-4, 6-2, from Miss Bueno and Nancy Ritchie of Dallas. She completed her triple in the mixed doubles, teaming with Australia's Owen Davidson, the down Miss Bueno, and another Aussie, Ken Fletcher, 7-5, 6-2. The men's doubles went to Frew, F-R-E-W, Frew McMillan and Bob Hewitt of South Africa, who beat Fletcher and countryman Roy Emerson, 6-2, 6-3, 6-4. First time in Wimbledon history that South Africa has captured the men's doubles. Following her singles triumph, Mrs. King dedicated her win to her 52-year-old coach, Frank Brennan, who suffered a heart attack yesterday and lies gravely ill in a London hospital. Mrs. King said then that she plans to try for a Grand Slam, starting with the Australian title in 1968. Meanwhile, hear this. In Los Angeles, in the USA-British Commonwealth track meet, Jim Ryan kept the Stars and Stripes flying proudly, too, with a new world's record in the 1,500 meters. He ran it, believe it or not, in 3 minutes, 33 1/10 second. It beat the old mark of 3:35.6 by Australia's Herb Elliott. Kipchoge Keino of Kenya finished a badly beaten second. Here are the baseball results. Completed games only in the National League. Pittsburgh 6, Cincinnati 1. Tommy Sisk, the winner, over Jerry Arrigo. In the American League, Detroit 2, Boston nothing. A four-hitter for Denny McClain. Lee Stang, the loser. Chicago beat Minnesota 1-0. Tommy John pitched the shutout. A three-hitter Jim Merritt tagged with a defeat. Elsewhere in baseball, a change in the National League's All-Star Game pitching squad. Southpaw Chris Short of the Phillies has replaced the Braves' Denny Lamastre, who's got a pulled arm muscle. On the turf, the $50,000 added Sheeps at Bay handicap at Aqueduct was won by Indian Sunlight, trailed by Mount Regina and Amerivan. In swimming, the women's world's record for the 100-meter breaststroke was tied today by 15-year-old Katie Ball of Fort Lauderdale. She clocked 1:15.7 in a qualifying heat at the Santa Clara International Meet. The mark she equaled was set in 1966 by Russia's Galina Prozomenchakova. How about that? The East, with quarterbacks Steve Spurrier, Florida, and Purdue's Bob Greasy, is a one-touchdown favorite over the West for tonight's coaches' All-America football game in Atlanta. And that's the late sports. For more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. By the way, just a reminder that the All-Star Game is coming up next Tuesday. All the color and excitement of the big annual show will be brought to you by NBC Radio and TV. Check your local listing for the starting time in your area. The game, by the way, will be played at California's Anaheim Stadium.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze, I see her lying there. Soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I wake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there so deep inside me, and nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing a rainbow in her dream so far away. And when she turns to touch it, I kiss her face so softly. Then my Mary wakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. She doesn't care, 'cause right or wrong, the love we share together. Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the evening, kissed by the shades of night and starlight on her hair. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me. All our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
That was Mary in the Morning. Al Martino is the artist.
This is Ed McMahon. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo. A really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly. And it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us. And being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. It's not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again. Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it.
Along comes Mary, the Baja Marimba Band. Next comes this.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, to your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Enjoying yourself? Hope so. Enjoyable is the kind of weekend listening we strive for, coast to coast. In the heart of Pennsylvania Dutchland, you'll hear us on WGAL, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is Bill Mazur, back shortly.
Uncommon Courage, the American Fighting Man in Vietnam. An NBC News special tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird jets to Boston.
Yes, sir. On 17 Yellowbird jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All jets, right?
Yes, sir.
New Yellowbirds, huh?
Uh-huh, yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird. Catch a Northeast.
Mom, beat the heat. Wetson's hamburgers are the thing to eat. Their French fries are also great with Wetson's creamy, refreshing, thick shakes. At Wetson's in Queens, New York, on the corner of Woodhavens and Queens Boulevard.
Things are changing.
Who says things are changing?
I do. George Dunn.
I do. My name is James Contreras.
I do. Joe Bustamante.
I think that if he wants a certain job, he can get it.
Things are changing. Get a skill. And get a good job.
You can bank on Brant Crandall's unlimited fund of knowledge, weeknights at 9, on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go, on radio, it's NBC.
I'm Bill Mazur, and this is Monitor 67 with the highlights and the interesting and colorful sidelights of our weekend world. Monitor goes fishing just a few minutes away, has hooked into big blues and big bass, ocean-going variety. But first, let's listen to Dean Martin in the chapel in the moonlight.
How I love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight. While we're strolling and I wear roses entwined. How I love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight, as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine. Till the organ turns to rust. Till the moonlight turns to dark. How I love to hear the choir. In the chapel, in the moonlight, as they sing, oh, promise me.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. You the guy who sells the U.S. compact at an import price?
That's me. Surprise?
Yeah, but I'm really interested in your surprise deals on a bigger car like the 1967 Rebel.
That's no surprise. Everybody is. Here, put on this elaborate hat with the funny horns.
Ooh, not so tight.
It's a little invention. Every time you register surprise, your brain impulses make the horns honk.
Yes, son of a gun.
Now, look at this 1967 Rebel.
Okay.
See? Surprised already.
Hey, this a Rebel?
Right. We call it the excitement machine.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Four on the floor, bucket seat, 343 cubes. Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel. Hey, hey, take off the hat.
Boy, am I surprised. I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat.
Oh.
And the Rebel. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise time is a good time to get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line. You see it, fish miss it.
One of the world's greatest fishing areas are the waters around Cape Cod. And we'll hear from an expert who knows all about fishing there after this word from another man who knows the score, Gene Shepherd.
For 27 long years, the DuPont people have been trying to perfect, well, something that is almost theoretically impossible. They've been trying to perfect the perfect fishing line. Now, that's a line that would be totally visible to the fisherman so that he could see it as he uses it. He could work it. But at the same time, would be invisible to the fish. This is a theoretical impossibility, but they've almost done it. Stren. It's fluorescent. It's limp. You can work it. You can see it. It's an easy line to use, but it is murder on fish. It's almost invisible to them. It's S-T-R-E-N. It comes in all test sizes, and it's a line that is a pleasure to use, but it's very difficult for fish. S-T-R-E-N. They've almost achieved the impossible.
If there is one man who knows all there is to know about fishing Cape Cod waters, that man is Hal Lyman, publisher of the Saltwater Sportsman, a magazine that's called the voice of the coastal fisherman. Monitor reporter Tom Evans talked with him in Boston.
What's your favorite kind of fishing, Hal?
I think probably the fishing I like most is surf fishing. That is, taking fish from the beach with the old long surf rod.
Mm-hmm. And the fish that you'll drop everything to catch, I would say, well, you can tell me. I can tell by...
Well, around here, of course, it's striped bass and bluefish. They're the top catches in the surf.
For the surf fisherman, this is it. I know that you've caught some pretty big ones. Do you recall the biggest striper you've ever hauled in out there in the wild surf?
Well, actually, I can't remember the biggest fish I ever took from the beach. That sounds odd, but I've taken a great many in the 40, 45, and almost 50-pound class. The biggest striper I ever caught was from a boat that was 52 pounds. Mm-hmm. On bluefish, I'm a little more accurate because I once caught an 18.5-pound bluefish from the surf, and that is the tops I've ever caught anywhere.
How long do you have to wait out there on the average, Hal, for a strike?
It depends entirely on your conditions, if you know your water, and if the tide is right, and most important of all, if the fish are in. You can go down there and maybe get a strike on the first cast. And I've sat there casting my arms off. One time I figured I cast 7 miles of line through the guides of my rod.
What is your favorite fishing spot in this area, Al?
Actually, the coast of southern Massachusetts, I think, is about the best surf fishing there is. That is Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard Island, Nantucket Island, and the Elizabeth Island chain.
Famous areas, I believe, for fishing. What makes them so famous?
This is an area where the migrating fish coming up the coast they come here for the summer. And the summer fisherman is there when the summer fish are there. And they, although they do go north of Cape Cod, of course, bluefish, for example, very rarely go north of Cape Cod. The striped bass, a great many of them stay right in the Cape area and around Martha's Vineyard Island. They once described Martha's Vineyard as an island completely surrounded by fish, which may be a slight exaggeration, but there are a lot of spots that you can fish, and the fishing is good all summer long and through quite late into the fall.
I take it, then, that you would recommend Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod as a whole as a place to bring the whole family for a fishing vacation.
Yes, I think so, Tom. The area is awfully pleasant, and one of the good things about it is that no matter which way the wind is blowing, you can usually find a shore from which you can fish. In other words, there's a lee somewhere, and with any kind of luck, you're going to catch fish.
Eager to wet a line up Cape Cod way? Well, a good time to do it is between September 15th and October 15th, when the 22nd annual Martha's Vineyard Striped Bass and Bluefish Derby is in full swing. This is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor Goes Fishing, and now this word about DuPont Strength.
Help. Use Stren fluorescent monofilament by DuPont, the fishing line designed for experts. Stren is easy for you to see because it glows soft blue, but to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. Buy Stren fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren, will be heard again tomorrow, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Coming up tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network, an important Second Sunday special program titled Uncommon Courage, the American Fighting Man in Vietnam. First-hand reports on and from our brave young men, what the war means to them, and their reactions under fire. That's tomorrow, beginning at 9:05 Eastern Daylight Time.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Here's Margaret Whiting. Only love can break the heart.
Only love can break the heart. Always and always, for the love can break.
here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Coppertone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Join the Tannables. Get a better tan with Coppertone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Coppertone helps make your skin more tannable. Helps prevent peeling. Keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Next, Monitor's Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Russians are finally seeing Americans as we see ourselves, in the movies, that is. The occasion, the Moscow Film Festival. Here with that story is NBC's Kenneth Bernstein in Moscow.
The head of the Motion Picture Association, Jack Valenti, leads the group. Several world-renowned directors and producers will be aboard, and some actors of note are also expected to show the flag. So far, this celluloid bridge building doesn't seem to have impressed Soviet officials. The official American entry in the competition is the film Up the Down Staircase. Unofficially, in movie theaters around town, Hollywood is presenting, with Russian subtitles, films ranging in style from Ombre to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. The subtitles on Virginia Woolf, if they are not cut, may be the major shock of the season for Moscow moviegoers, whose usual diet is very bland. The headquarters of the film festival is at a Moscow hotel across the street from the Kremlin. There, day and night, young fans cluster behind barricades to look for celebrities and seek autographs. They can't identify some of the celebrities from abroad, but if anybody looks like a celebrity, it's worth getting an autograph and figuring it out later. For 2 weeks in July, on the movie front at least, Moscow is in the mainstream. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Monitors Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad, was brought to you by one-hour Martinizing Dry Cleaning. From your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing Dry Cleaning store, here's a friendly word for you ladies. You can't buy a new outfit every time you go out, but you can feel like it in clothes freshly cleaned by Martinizing. It's the modern method that makes clothes look like new again. No extra charge for Martinizing's prompt service either. Try 1 hour Martinizing soon.
Your clothes will be cleaner, brighter, stay fresh longer. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing Dry Cleaning.
Andy Williams now, his tune, More and More.
More and more I miss you, honey. Gone away.
Now a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Champagne looks, tastes, and sparkles like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Sochi Milko, Peter Nero conducting the musical travelogue South of Our Border.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doz. No-Doz Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doz. No-Doz keeps you alert.
This is Bill Mazur. We enjoyed being with you. Hope you've had fun. Coming up, Monitor News on the Hour.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From ABC.
In spite of some minor flood damage caused by Wednesday's late rainstorm, a new play opened Thursday night at the Vivian Beaumont Theater as part of Lincoln Center's Festival 67. Peter Ustinov's The Unknown Soldier and his wife received generally good notices from the drama critics of New York's three remaining metropolitan dailies. The Daily News critic describes Ustinov as a contemporary Shaw, turning himself on, and says that the play has wit, sardonic humor, and is absorbing and amusing. The New York Times critic describes Peter Ustinov as essentially a raconteur, a conversationalist, and a parlor entertainer, and the play as entertaining vaudeville, concluding that being against war can be fun. New York Post critic calls The Unknown Soldier and his wife witty, poignant, refreshing, something of a theatrical miracle. It says no one with any theater adventure should miss it. The Unknown Soldier and his wife is the first play presented at the Beaumont Theater produced by a Broadway management, and its run will span the summer. The Lincoln Repertory Company will resume its regular subscription series in October with a revival of Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes.
Sportscaster Bill Mazur knows the answers. He wrote the book. Call him weeknights at 5 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.